Hello, everyone. This is Glenda, and I hope you're all having a very lovely, happy holiday and enjoying good weather to go with it and warm friends and family around you. This is what the 4th of July is all about. You know, in the old days, this was the time when there would be a community celebration on the park, on the town square with a band and, outdoor picnics, that sort of thing, and then fireworks at night. It was it's a little more guarded celebration today, but it's still the same in our heart. You know, we love each other. We love how we love each other. We love the freedom that we have, and we celebrate this in order to encourage a continuity of those rights and pleasures for as long as we can, and hopefully for the great duration of this nation, that we will always be free. And it's important also to realize that freedom is not granted by our governments. Governments, even in their best and most benevolent form, are still controlling. They're still a bit restricting. They're deeply steeped in conformity because it's the only way they can make management simple. So even with the best of intentions, that's not where you go to find freedom. And just remember that this nation and others who followed us in their own declarations of freedom did so from their heart, their soul, and their manifestation of personal liberty. And that actually has its roots in our relationship to God, because only God can grant the sovereignty of individual rights and freedoms that we actually truly celebrate. And so be sure, at least privately, to have a prayer today in thanks for your freedom, in thanks for the respect and love that we share with one another in this country. One of the things we were talking about last week that I'll build on just a little bit. I don't have a long presentation today, so you guys get most of the hour, so think about what you want to say. But just building on last week, I want to talk about liking, loving, and caring. Yeshua said, love your enemies. He didn't say, like your enemies. You know, he was very well aware that we have the right to discern. In fact, he talked about discernment. And we have the right to make choices about what is or is not a better ethical, moral choice, or just quality of life choice. And we don't have to love everything that everybody else suggests or prescribes for us or wants to force us into doing. We don't have to like it. We don't have to like it. But somewhere, we have to find something to love. And here's the biggest reason for it. The biggest reason is that it takes you into the love that you are. The love that you are. And it takes you to the bigger picture of how to relate to one another. Look for what you can, whatever you can, that could explain the preferences and the behavior of another person, so that we can be outside of the small little petty things that we object to. And it is amazing sometimes how petty we can be about our objections. I was just reading on a neighborhood blog today how someone actually posted on the neighborhood blog how much she really, really was offended by the workers at a certain fast food place putting more condiments in her bag than she'd asked for, more napkins than she needed, and that she had to fish around to pull out more plastic spoons and forks, when really they should have been saving those and conserving those for the sake of the planet. Well, there's nothing wrong about what she said, but to create a whole blog about it, and the fact that she actually had 14 pages on her blog about people jumping into plastic spoons and forks, all I could think about was, lady, don't you have a bigger picture on life? You know, you have a right to dislike that. You don't have to like everything. But maybe, just maybe, those service people were trying to be good to you by giving you more than you needed, more than you asked for. It's just shaking my head. We can get pretty petty. And this is where we need love. It takes us up to a level that is more compassionate, more all-inclusive. Now, there's another word that really needs to figure into this, and that's the word caring. I really, really think that when Yeshua said, love one another, love your neighbors as yourself, he was actually referring more to caring than anything else. And an interesting thing is, in my experience, that caring kind of cuts through both loving and liking. Because you could have, let's just say, you could have a neighbor that plays loud music, and you are so irritated with that music most of the time, you ask them not to, and they still do, because they have teenage kids that don't obey anyone. Okay, but somebody falls over there, and they call an ambulance. You run to the house to see if there's anything you could do. At that moment, you don't care that there used to be loud music, that it annoyed you. You just care. And it doesn't even mean love. Well, in a way it does. It means love filtered down and implemented into life at the level where we live life. I think that caring is an awfully good thing to keep on your mind. That's one of the things I really, really cherish about my heritage in this country. Not as much today as in the old days, because so many people now rely on social services and social security or other types of support from social services or FEMA or our many other charitable networks. And they're all good. This isn't stated as a complaint. But what they do is they disconnect us from one another. Back in my childhood, before most of these things existed, people would take care of another. We would go out on, I think it was like the last Sunday of the month, with baskets of food and fruit, vegetables or whatever, to people, to shut-ins, and people who really needed a little bit of extra care. And you know, the great thing about that, which was more, oh, so much more than just material care. That was important, yes. But they knew somebody cared about them. I mean, there were real people in the world that really cared if they lived or suffered or if they needed help or can we do something for you. You know, that heals the heart. That makes us really special to one another. And I miss that today. And even though I have great admiration for our young generation, how smart they are, how creative their goals are, how much they're tuned into, let's help the environment, let's do good things that make the world a better place. I love all that. I can say, and so many geniuses in that generation. But they have literally put themselves in a limited condition through believing that social networks are what social is. That's not social. Now, You and I, who come from an older generation, we know that. But it's so hard to tell the youngsters that. They think that because they can connect around the world, they have the advantage. Well, in some ways they do. Let's give them the benefit of being right about that point. But it's not the same thing as rushing next door. And the fact is, we could have an emergency in any one of our neighborhoods today, and no one comes from next door. No one. They're afraid of it. They're afraid they might be shot, caught, turned in, or at least suspected. Like, what are you doing in my front yard? You know, we have created a world where people are shut apart from each other, and that's not a good world. Let's do what we can to overcome that. You know, let's do the best we can to get back to live and living connections. It's really what we're all about when it comes down to caring. And it's not that you have to love them in the sense that we think of love being what you have for your best friend, love being what you have for God, for your church, for your highest ideals. You know, this, in order to clear from this subject, I think I need to take you back to the beginning of the universe. We are told by Yeshua that love created it all. Okay, so we go back to God at a time when there was nothing. What was God loving? There was nothing. There was nothing to love at that point. God was being love. And we are told that we are created in the image of God. And this gets back to what Yeshua told me right from the beginning. The most important thing I can tell you, Glenda, is that you are love. Now, being love is the captain of your soul. And being love can tell you which quality of love is most appropriate for a situation. Sometimes it's the love of admiration. Sometimes it's the love of liking. Sometimes it's the love of caring and being a good Samaritan, no matter what you would think about another person's behavior, what color their skin is, where they came from, or what their life is all about. Love is the master control, the commander of your soul. And when you can be that, then you can discern among all the many different applications of love. I have a lot of hobbies that I like, but there's only a few that I love. I love painting. I mean, I put my soul into it. I love writing. I put my soul into that. I love most of all my service to Yeshua and to you and being a blessing giver. I put my soul into that. You see, the things we put our soul in are the ones that we form a union with between the love that you are and that very thing or person or activity that you love. And the rest is a radiant rainbow of different shapes of love that are appropriate to the situation. So I just thought maybe a rainbow diet of love would be a nice thing to spread on the table today. And now we're going to join with the people in our community. Oh, one other, just a little announcement. The Blessing Giver Seminar is rolling. We are having enrollments. And for any of you who were charged a shipping cost, that will be refunded. That was my mistake. Tim was on vacation last week, and I tried to just implement the website, the webpage myself, and I didn't know what to click off. So that came through. My fault, my bad, totally. It's going to be refunded to you. And so so if you found it and wondered, why is this? Well, it's all fixed now because Tim's back home and he did it. So we are good to go, and we have already had requests for roommates. So I have no doubt that we're going to have plenty of roommates for everybody, both men and women. And I don't know where you could ever find a hotel of this quality for $54 a night. I really, really did a number on them about how important this is and how deep we need our discount to be so everybody could afford to stay together. So I hope you'll really, really take advantage of this opportunity for us to be together. In this crazy world, we have to choose our moments for connecting. And we hope it will always be good, but chances are it's still going to be a rocky road for a little while. You know, when I look at the management of our country and the various conflicts of the world, we got to grab it while we can. We got to get here and be prepared to do the work we came to do. And my friends, we make a difference. I'm sure you can't see right now all the letters I get and emails I get about my life just cleared up. And I just write back and say, well, that's what God does. You know, you were created by God to be in a world that was created by God. So when you put two and two together, things just clear up. So what we help you to do in the Blessing Conference, and this is really important for everything in your life, is we help you get to a place where you are at a zero point from all of your attitudes, all of your mundane, earth-level engagements with life, so that you can be in the point zero neutrality where God can just pass through you and do the work of connecting people with their God place in life. And it's miraculous. It's miraculous what he can do. But, you know, it's really hard. It's really hard for a human being to neutralize. You know, if you want to learn how hard it is for a human being to neutralize, just read the passage in Matthew where Yeshua is trying to neutralize in the Garden of Gethsemane in the hours before he knew he would be arrested. Father, thy will be done. But he kept grieving and struggling with it and struggling and expressing his anxiety and his doubts, like, well, if there could be any other way, you know. My friends, for even the best of people, the closest to God, it is awfully hard to neutralize your worldly concerns in order to flow the will of God. But let me tell you something. When you learn how to do that, you have been transformed as a person. Your life will be better. Your life will flow better all the time, not just on good days, but on the worst of days. I went through I'm sure some people are a little closer to hell than I was on this earth when I look at the news and I see the trouble so many people are going through. But for a middle-class person in a lifestyle that should be easier than it was, I was about the closest thing I could get to hell in the last 3 years. But I never felt the judgment of hell. And everything worked out. Everything worked out for the better. Everything worked out to move forward. And the miracle was God in my life. And the miracle I applied was love, no matter what. Faith, no matter what. And humility to accept without judgment whatever I went through. Just to be in this place where I could say, well, if it could happen to others, why not me? I'm not above others. Why not me? But I pray your will be done, because I know you have nothing willed for me but goodness, nothing willed for me but love and miracles and redemption and transcendence. So I rest and wait. Now, when you can be in that place, my friends, things do work out. They do. And sometimes we just need to be around other people who can help us be there too. That's what we're going to offer. That's what we offer. Now, there are teachings that go along with this, such as verses from the New Testament, from Yeshua when he taught the apostles, verses from the apostles when they were out doing the kind of work you will be doing. We have lots to learn to center us. Lots of studies, even from scientists, who bring us back amazing and mind-boggling pictures and reports from the universe that tells us more about how the universe works at its most basic points. All of these things come together to reinforce our understanding. And I love offering these things to you, because I know you're going to carry them forward for the rest of your life. It won't be some course you take and then forget about it 3 months later. It will be a course you take and walk through it for the rest of your life. So let's hear from our audience. And some of you I know are graduates of the Blessing Course. Dr. Jerome, for one. And we'll hear from others as we go through the day. But we're going to start our questions now. Okay. You are on, and a caller from area code 8. Hi.
I really need a miracle. I moved from Maui to San Diego for school, and the place I was supposed to live in turned out to be a huge scam, so I'm homeless. And I'm
really
a blessing. I'm just finding a place to live that feels safe and clean and like today.
Yeah, I can relate to that. When I lost my home in Corpus Christi, I moved north into North Texas with no home to go to. Lived in a hotel for a month with three cats.
So I don't even have a car, and my dog. I'm just a little desperate right now, and I really need a miracle.
I can imagine. Oh, I'm sorry, but who are you?
Oh, my name's Diana. For whatever reason, I get called first on these calls. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. You know, your name is not coming up. I'll have to fix that. So I've got you on so I can have you here next time by name. Sometimes these things get dropped off. But, yes, okay. And this is something I can pray for and flow through with absolute, total, 100% experience. You are in my heart, in my prayers, and you'll be fine.
And I just pray that I'd like it here, because I really miss home, and I just am having a hard time with the transition, honestly.
I know.
It's like a huge scam, and I feel a bit taken advantage of. I feel naive, but I'll get over it.
You'll be on the blessing, and after the blessing, I'll give a special prayer just for you. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
I really appreciate the situation you're in, but it's not without hope. And I didn't feel at home up here either, and all I could do was miss my home. You know, there's times when we just feel lost, but we're never lost with God. Never.
Okay.
Just remember that. Okay. Our next caller is Stormy. Hello, Stormy.
Well, first off, for your first caller, I have a piece of music I composed years ago that can get you from here to there with ease. I composed it before I moved out of my motor home here to Eagle Inn, not knowing when and where, and everything just worked out perfect. And the few piece of music says, you're going to get from here to there, and it's going to be okay. So I want to offer that piece of music that I have in my heart for this situation. And then I also want to bring up what you started talking about, which is what I want to talk about from 3 days ago, is I heard the woman behind Dairy Queen counter. I just heard the beauty and the grace and the caring in her voice that day more prevalent than I'd ever heard it before. And after I ate, I went up and when she had a moment, talked to her and says, oh, I'm a composer and I want you to know that I can hear how much you care about everybody and some of the music that I have written. And she really appreciated that, Glenda.
I know.
And my ability to hear and to share and give that to her, mm-hmm. to bless her. And it's just some of that application of what you're talking about that I live and do. And every day just, you know, my ears are open. I hear. God provides the opportunity. And I take and implement it.
Oh, that's so gracious of you, Stormy. And, you know, there's confirmation from Yeshua. He said, there's nothing too small, nothing too small to find the grace of God in. And, you know, I think sometimes when we notice the small things, people appreciate it even more than the large things because they know we were watching and listening and caring. It's easy to care for anybody to care about the big things, the good big things that are obvious. It's easy for people to judge the big bad things that are obvious. But when you notice the little things, that's when they know you care. And I really care for people that are in service professions because it's not easy. It is not easy to deal with the public. And when you can overcome all of the rainbow variety of people you're going to meet behind the service desk, I think you're a hero, really. So, you know,
I also wanted to say that I wanted to tell her that I was going to mention her story on this call, but I didn't because I know the world is going to hear about it whether I tell her about it or not. And I've been telling a few people that if you're speaking to me, guess what? The whole world might be listening because the world is listening to me and can hear me.
Yeah.
And I can hear the world. And so I just left it to prayer that I didn't need to say anything to her, but I know in my heart that this theme, that this topic, the whole world is quietly listening to what all of us are talking about on this blessing call.
You're so true, Stormy, so true. And
all right.
We have no idea how many people collaterally will receive blessings and pass along blessings from this. So thank you, Stormy. You're always an inspiration and a great message.
And on this day, I wish to mention the painting you did of the woman carrying the flag up the hill.
Oh, thank you, Stormy. That's so sweet.
Because I remember we took my station wagon to Will and Shirley's Star Quest because it was the right size, the same kind of wagon you had to carry the lamb and the lion around a year ago. And we went up. You asked me to take y'all up to Will and Shirley, that you would share that with her. And I wanted to remember that painting that on this day.
Oh, that's so sweet, Stormy. Thank you very much. I appreciated that. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. For those of you who don't know what the painting Stormy's talking about, it's on it's on my website, GlendaGreen.com. I don't think it's on our inspired origination site anymore. It might be if you go into Paintings by Glenda. Anyway, it was commissioned by the Veterans Association, and it was at their national convention for Memorial Day back in 1992. Actually, it was right after the creation of The Lamb and the Lion. Okay, we will go on now, and we see Caroline is here. Hello, dear.
Hi, this is Caroline. First of all, Glenda, I just want to thank you for all the blessings that you've given me in the past. I've had so many different benefits. It would be impossible to say exactly how much, because it was you're just amazing. So I want to thank you for all of that and all the other blessing givers. The first blessing I'd like to ask today is for my son, who is working in a fairly unstable environment, and I'm hoping that he will be able to find a good job that helps him along his purpose. So that's the first blessing for my son, Dominic.
Okay. All right.
And then the second one is that I'm going to be doing a big trip. One of the things I'm doing is I'm going to be going to Dallas for the seminar. I'm really looking forward to it. But it's the first time I've traveled since 2020, and some of it is going to be quite challenging. I have a few different things I need to do, so I just want a blessing for that trip to really be successful and good and smooth.
Oh, great. I'm so glad to hear that.
So that's it, my son and the trip.
Okay, you got it. Dominic and the seminar. All right.
The seminar, and because I'm also traveling to, so I'm doing some challenging things in different locations as well. It's going to be a fairly big trip for me. So there you go.
Okay. Oh, well, by the way, this may appeal to some of you. We have an attendee at our seminar who didn't want to fly for various reasons of her own. So she worked out. She found a passage that comes into Dallas, and then the local dark transport that could take her right to the hotel. So we have details on that. If anybody's more interested in coming by rail than by air, she's more than happy to share that with you. Of course, it will be different coming from different locations. But the fact is,
it doesn't
we do
work
have,
coming from Hawaii. Really
no, it would not work Hawaii. From there. But I just wanted to say that we do have a station in Dallas where the trains do come in. So from all over the mainland, if you're in a center close to where you could embark, it's a possibility. So, you know, there's always things to share. And we are building up roommates, so just...
How many people do you think you're going to have, Glenda, at the event?
Well, I have no idea, really. I usually predict a minimum of 50. We have had as many as 200. But with the conditions of travel being what they are, I'm not expecting the upper range. So, but we'll have a good group. It will be a good group, I'm sure. And it's going to be a great group. I'm positive of that. And I'm going to be sending out information this week on the special benefits we have for ministers and for graduate blessing givers on how important it is for you to be here. And so just watch for your email to come in. But we need to move on now. Carolyn, it was great having a conversation with you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now. Okay. And we now have Jerome. Hello, Jerome.
Yes, blessings to you and blessings to everything you do, and great blessings here from Minnesota and love and light of the universe. I I connected with the universe last week, and I had a friend of mine that came to me, Reverend Hutchinson from, 1990, and he came from the universe, and I felt the entire universe behind him. And that's
wow.
Where we get to go to the universe, but I felt an energy I've never felt in my life of the universe where we get to go there, and we
absolutely
we get to be
absolutely
there.
We do. And you know, I want to. I'm so glad you had. I have had that experience a number of times with Yeshua, and a number of times with angels. Back in the day when I was painting people's angel portraits. It's an awesome experience.
Yes.
And I want to add to that one little tweak.
Okay.
I think I've mentioned this before, but we could actually get to thinking, well, this is only an experience or belief that mystical people have, or New Age gurus have, or New Age believers have, or people from India have. This isn't a Christian belief. All right. Well, unfortunately, some of the congregations of Christianity have limited our belief a little bit. And it's not said in the spirit of criticism. It's just the spirit of reality that a lot of churches exist in the minds of people for their congregational values, their family values, the fact that they're there for the community. To be a source of inspiration and guidance for the members and the community and the bedrock of how people live together, you know? And I would say probably at least 80% of Christianity around the world is congregational in that sense. But one of the teachers, the greatest teachers ever in Christianity, was Billy Graham. And he was actually not a congregational minister. He was a global. He was a global evangelist. He sometimes had he had meetings with over a million people, like the one in Korea. I mean, when they showed the film of that, it was people by people by people further than the camera could see. I don't know how they brought water and facilities to that many people, but maybe by the grace of God, it all worked out, like Yeshua with the bread and fishes. I mean, it was daunting to even imagine that many people. And he went to people all over the world, every race, every nationality. And one of the little sound bites that I love, the little clippets that I love from what, I wish I had a clip of it. But he says, you think you're going to go, he was talking about heaven. And he said, you have to decide where you're going because you're not disappearing. You're going to go somewhere. You're going to be somewhere, my friends. You're not stopping when your body stops.
Correct.
Now, that was evangelistic Christian minister saying, you're not stopping when the body stops. Your body will be laid to rest, and it will be preserved in the archives of memory, in the heart of God, so that your life will always be of value to everyone that shared it. But that's not where you stop. You're going somewhere.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to tell you about heaven. It's not some place where angels play on harps and you sit on pink clouds. He said, you're going into the universe.
The universe.
He said that, Jerome. He said, you're going into the universe. You are part of God's workforce to go back into service somewhere else according to what you've learned and achieved in this lifetime. You will be reappointed to your next duty level.
Okay.
That was Billy Graham, one of the most devoted ministers of Jesus Christ in the history of the world. I would say as devoted as any of the apostles. And he had a very deep personal relationship with Yeshua.
Good.
Very deep. All you have to do is listen to anything he said to know how close those two were. I wouldn't always use the words that he used because in some phrases, his words, his vocabulary, a little archaic for me.
Okay.
And, you know, and I think that's one of the great values of Love Without End, is that the vocabulary became a little more contemporary. But the message has never changed. The message has never changed.
Correct.
And those who have actually had a close connection with Yeshua know they're not going to go anywhere but up from this life. They're not going anywhere but up, and they're not going to sit on a pink cloud. They're going to be in service somewhere doing whatever they are called to do next.
Correct.
So, Jerome, you're just getting, you're getting teed up for it. You're getting ready so that you can teach others to appreciate your life continuing once you're ready to step on the train.
Okay. I will. I will with love
Me
and
too.
Light and peace.
Me
and
too. Joy. You know, I think I'm going to be here for at least a couple more decades. I really do. Because I have visions in my mind of work that needs to be done, and it's going to take. I mean, I'm not a super being. I'm not going to be able to do all that work in the blink of an eye.
Right.
So I think I'm going to be here for a little while. But the time will come when we all board the train. Okay.
Yes.
And I think we need to have a more uplifting vision of it, a more exciting vision of it, a more inspired and passionate vision of it.
It
you
is.
Know?
Yes.
We're just getting ready for a higher work, my friends.
Okay.
And not all of you will come back here. Some of you will. Some of you will.
Right.
And some of you will go forward to do God's work in other ways.
But
so,
we come from God's spirit of the universe, and we
that's
get to go
correct.
And we get to
that
bring it.
That is correct, Jerome.
Yes, yes. But thank you for your universal love and light and peace and joy and helping for all of us here. I thank you, I thank you.
And, you know, just to sum up our conversation, Jerome.
Yes.
I think that's one of the most important reasons to love, to understand that love is who you are, because that's going to be the same in any time and space.
Correct.
It won't be affected by your context.
Yes.
You know, the way we love here in terms of outward expression may be different from the way we love in the next place in terms of outward expression. But the love that you are will be the same.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. And thank you for the love that you are to be the same, too.
Oh, thank you, Jerome. Thanks. And I look forward to dancing in the stars with you.
Yes, I'll dance with you on the stars. That's where we get to go out there. We get to go to the stars.
Well, exactly. I've done that with Tony a few times. You know, I've been looking at the stars, and I feel Tony there, and I think, hey, buddy, it is so nice to feel your presence again.
Okay. Light and love. Thank you.
Same to you. And we have Michael on the line. Hello, Michael.
It's not Michael. This is Nancy. I have a new telephone number. And as it turns out, my company cannot associate my ID with my new telephone number. So you get somebody named Michael from Wildwood, Florida. But anyway, I'm in Wisconsin right now. I'm not in Florida. I'm not home.
Okay.
But I have a few things I'd like to do. Yeah, that's correct. And it's wonderful. Thanks. It's just glorious stuff. I have a blessing request. I have a little and then two little stories that are fun. But my blessing request is serious. As you know, there are COVID spikes around the country, and it turned out that one is occurring in the assisted living facility where both my brother and sister are now. Remember, we prayed for her, and she's there now in that same facility, but more than 10% of the residents and a few of the staff have COVID right now. My brother and sister do not. And also, in my home neighborhood in Florida, a lot of people have gotten COVID. So I would ask for a blessing for everyone who is experiencing COVID now, that the loving, healing energy of God fill them and surround them, and also that blessing for everyone exposed to COVID, however that happens. It's still infectious right now. So I especially ask for that blessing.
Yes, that's a very, very important one. And let's all just surrender to being there for anyone who has this infection.
Yes.
I have a thought to offer. Now, I haven't actually asked for confirmation from Yeshua, but my soul has risen up and said yes whenever I've had this thought. And the thought is that COVID, in all its many different rainbow forms, is not native to humanity. It is not anything that is generated from within ourselves as a weakness or an affliction or an attraction. It is entirely an external invasion of our personal health and sovereignty of being. The sovereignty of the body to be, and when I speak of sovereignty, I'm talking about the holistic nature of our body to be its own unique entity that has its own health barriers. It has its own immune system. It has its own cycle of life, its own spirit of life. Each of our bodies is its own sovereign unity, just as our individual person is its own sovereign unity. And I think that, this is my take on being created in the image of God. Now, God is a spirit. God is not an incarnate being. God is a spirit. But the things that we, according to what everything Yeshua has taught me, God is love. And if love is who we are, then that's one point of similarity. That's one point of common imagery. If we were created as love, I'm not sure I could say that the plant and animal kingdom were created as love, although some of the most beautiful expressions of love I've ever seen came from animals. Mm-hmm. They have a deep expression of love. It's a giving, charitable, a deep giving, charitable expression of love. They will give their life for you, really. And so it's not to remove that from their sphere, but I think it's more of a giving thing for them. The thing is, even when we do not give, we still are love. That is who we are. Now, the other thing that I want to point out is that we have our own unique entity, physically, mentally, and spiritually. We are unique. We are individuals. And that I do not find in the animal kingdom or the plant kingdom. Once I had a beautiful illustration of this when I was driving through the mountains in Colorado, and it was in the fall when the leaves were turning, And I just made a comment to someone who was native to the area. Oh, that tree is more beautiful than all the others. And she spoke up and said, that tree is all the others. You excavated the soil, you would find that they are all one tree. And
yeah.
Oh, Lord. You know? And I have had beloved animals that have passed, and I wanted to have them back. And I got back another beloved animal that was almost the same, but it wasn't the same. And finally, I really, really explored the being of that animal and found I'm actually talking about Gunner, the cat that was with me during so many years of, you know, my inspirational life. I wanted to have him back. I really did. And I've had cats that look just like him from the same family line, and they love the way he loves. But they weren't Gunner, not quite. And I look into their life and I find, oh, they're all the same. They're all Gunner. And, you know, and so I'm finding that within the plant and animal kingdom, there is more continuity. Just like the fish swim in schools. And Yeshua told me, they're all one fish. And I go, holy, holy gumbo. The amazing power and grace of God, and they're all one fish. Okay. All right. So he said, as long as you've got one fish, you will have more fish.
And that's right. You just have to love it enough.
So, yeah, exactly, exactly. One is enough. So, but getting back to who we are, there is sovereignty given to each person. And I truly believe that. And I think that plus the way in which love is given to us accounts for our special similarity to God. That being said, claim your sovereignty. Be the love that you are. And just know that you are not attracting anything negative from the world.
Yeah.
On behalf of others, you claim their sovereignty to be as it is. And this is one of the things you're going to learn in the blessing teaching, is the importance of declaring sovereignty at the end of the blessing. It's very, very important, because you cannot give to another your blessing. You give to another their ability to claim blessing.
Mm-hmm.
We claim our blessings, each in our own way. And remember to give that to your loved ones. You know, we can really, without intending to, we can give good advice that undermines the power of another person to be who they are. Sometimes it's just important to let go and let them do it their way. But at the same time, remind them to claim their blessings, to attract only what agrees with the love that they are, only what respects their person, nothing that disrespects their person, nothing. And that has to include you, because there are times even mommies and daddies can disrespect the person of their kids with the best of intentions, wanting their kids to be what they want them to be. Okay, I know you've all been there, because we've all been kids ourselves. You know, we've dealt with it one way or the other. And so I know you know what I mean, sisters to brothers, brothers to brothers, and so forth.
Yeah.
We all do this. Okay, step back. Help people claim their sovereignty. Help people to know their love. Because love will not attract any of this from the outside world. And I know, I really feel confident that this virus is not springing up indigenously from it within our being. I know it's not. I feel that with all my heart.
Yeah. Glenda, there was something else I wanted to let you know. I'll skip one of my stories, but I wanted to tell you that I did sign up for the seminar. And when I was arranging my airline flight, I wanted nonstop from Florida to Dallas, Fort Worth. Well, I was looking for them, and guess which airline I found? Spirit Airline. And I said, that's mine.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's my perfect airline. I'm coming on Spirit.
Yes, and actually that's one of the best airlines in the United States. It really is.
Is it? Well, I didn't know it, but I did know it. You know what I mean?
You got the best.
And, well, thank you. I thought you would enjoy that story. And okay. I want to thank you for your blessing for my brother and sister and all those with COVID. And have a wonderful Sabbath evening for you and for everybody on the call. And I will see you at the Westin Hotel.
Yes, I can't wait. Okay, bye-bye, sweetie. Bye-bye. And have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Okay. And we have Wayne on the call. Hello, Wayne. And I owe you a telephone call. I'm really sorry about that, but life has just been jammed beyond jams the last few days. So we will talk very soon.
Oh, thank you, Glenda. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm trying to arrange my flight, too. And, I needed to chat with you first.
I'll try my best to call you tonight, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm in the West Coast now, so we're only an hour apart, I think.
That's 2 hours, yeah.
Oh, 2 hours, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'll look forward to that. My lungs have gotten so much better since the last blessing call a few weeks ago, so I'd like to continue that healing on what they're telling me is pulmonary fibrosis, but I look at it as something that we can heal, as always.
Absolutely, you can, and you will.
So that's, thank you. Appreciate that. And thank you for your wisdom today. What a great, great chat about COVID. Thank you.
Oh, good. I hope it helped. And I think it will for those who really take it to heart. I think it will because it's mm-hmm. not you. That's the bottom line. It's not you. So claim mm-hmm. who you are, and mm-hmm. there's nothing in you to attract it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True
enough.
The
world is working awfully hard to make you think you're something other than who you are.
I know. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. But the remedy
is not
going to
work. It's not going to work.
No, just be who you really are, okay?
Indeed.
And that will work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, there's something else I want to share with everybody, and it's on the line of physical assistance. You know, I've given you a lot of spiritual assistance, but I was really praying for more help recovering my strength before this seminar, because for me that's like being at the performing on the Olympics. I'm on my feet for 8 hours a day, 2 days in a row, in addition to all the work that comes before the seminar and after the seminar. So I was in an extra place of prayer for not just getting rid of the challenges, but gaining strength for creation. You know, it takes both sides of the equation. And I got an instant message. This was about 4 weeks ago. My first instant message was vitamin C. Vitamin C. And I thought, well, I am taking vitamin C, about 1,000 milligrams a day. If I took any more, I would be in digestive trouble. What is this all about? So I started reading about vitamin C, and I found the first thing I discovered was this, which will probably be helpful to everybody. I did not know that ascorbic acid is not nature perfect vitamin C. It's actually chemically created, And it's patented, in case you want to know. And that's why almost every brand of vitamin C on the market, every brand, almost, is ascorbic acid. And if you look at the ingredient label, you will see it doesn't say vitamin C. It says ascorbic acid. A little subtle deception there. And what I learned is that the body actually rejects most ascorbic acid, which is why you get digestive trouble. If you have, for example, a chelation or an intravenous dose, which is a very high dose of vitamin C, you don't have digestive troubles. The body's not rejecting it because it's natural. So I looked a little further into that, and I found there are some companies. One is called the Vitamin Code. Vitamin Code, that's it. Raw vitamin C. And it's all natural. I mean, they list all the fruits and vegetables that the vitamin C comes from. No ascorbic acid in it. It's all vitamin C. And the tablets are, they're about 500 milligrams, which is, that's fine, because I figured, well, if this is real vitamin C, that's probably enough. I started taking that, and instantly, I felt better. Instantly. But then just kind of out of the blue, I got this email from one of my friends who's a holistic healer. I hadn't solicited. I didn't let anybody know this is what I was kind of studying and working on. And it was all about liposomal vitamin C. Liposomal is vitamin C that is in a matrix of vitamin E and other soluble fats, which is why it's called liposomal. Liposomal vitamin C is 100% accepted by the body. You can take up to 3,000 milligrams of it without any digestive disruption at all. That includes diarrhea. Okay. And I started taking that. It was right after I started taking that, all the back pain went away. Everything that was wrong in my back went away. I noticed I had a little tiny mole on my forehead. Wasn't really worried about it because it didn't look dangerous or like melanoma or anything like that, but it annoyed me. Every time I would put any makeup on, it would cake around that little mole. I thought, I gotta have that removed someday. I looked in the mirror yesterday and it was gone. Gone. I began to look at other, I had some, just some brown spots on my arm. Gone. I thought, what in the world is going on? And the only different thing I've done is I started taking large doses of liposomal vitamin C. And I would highly recommend that for everyone, for their immune system. It's along the lines of what we're talking about today, because if you're taking large doses of ascorbic acid, your body's going to actually reject most of it because it's not harmonious with your body structure. It gets back to being the you that you are, not just spiritually and mentally, but also physically. Being the you that you are. Getting closer to the true nature of the way you exist in your own pure form. So we all associate vitamin C with immunity, so I don't think I'm stepping beyond my my authorization of health recommendations to go ahead and recommend real vitamin C to you. It will make a difference, my friends. It will make a difference, whatever you're going through. Okay. Well, All right. That takes care of that. Wayne, I look forward to talking with you later.
Yes. Thank you, Glenda.
Okay. Not yet. I don't know why that went on hold. We're still on. Oh, well, I'm trying to take. I was trying to take Rhonda's question, but something. I don't have any help on the board today, so I'm sorry about that, everybody. But it looks like we are. I think we're ready for our blessing. That just kind of came as a spontaneous interception. But, hey, who doesn't want a blessing? I sure do. So just relax wherever you are. In your bed, your chair, your hammock, on the grass, wherever you want to be. It will be really good if your feet can be touching the earth, because you are going to draw energy up from the earth. And that does actually assist your body natural, the natural configuration and health and confirmation of your body to receive energy from the earth. Sometimes it really just helps to walk through nature. If it's just the city park or walking on your own backyard, it helps just to get out and touch the ground. It helps a lot. And sometimes at night, it helps to sit under the stars and to look up and contemplate the vastness of our universe. So head uncovered unless you're religious beliefs do not permit that. So we respect all religious beliefs, but if you need to cover your head, be mindful to cover it with a natural fiber such as cotton or silk, linen or wool, so that you're conveying energy through a natural fiber. And the same with your feet. If you need to have socks on, then natural fibers, please. And no tennis shoes right now, because these latex soles are just, well, they couldn't be more artificial, let's put it that way. And we don't want to bring that energy into your body. We want to bring the earth's energy into your body. So, let's begin with our breath. Just inhale to the count of four. Hold to the count of four. Your four, whatever four is to you. And exhale to the count of four. Release and let the world receive to their count of four. Now inhale to the count of four. And continue as I offer my invocation to Yeshua. We ask him because he says, you must invite me, therefore you will receive. Beloved Yeshua, we thank you for being with us always. And now we ask for your blessings. We ask for your touch. We ask for your breath upon us. We ask for your healing love. We ask for your miraculous wholeness that brings our life together and focuses us on our work in the world and the power we receive graciously from our Father in heaven. We ask on behalf of everyone in our world, on our planet. We ask that healing may occur without resistance, that love may occur without so many conditions, that judgments may cease, that we may have more acceptance and peace and tolerance. We ask on behalf of everyone that we may have a more loving community in which we care for one another, in which we support one another, and we build connected lives where everyone can find their place and their point of benefit and service to be appreciated and supported. We ask that you walk among us in such a way that we know you're there. We feel you there, but it's so nice to really be touched and know you're there. We love you, and we know how much you love us. Thank you for all your love, for all your caring, your support, and your help in recovering from tragedies and disasters of the world, to know that all things will be healed by God. In your precious name, we are here to love one another, to receive blessings for ourselves, for those we love, and for the world. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in conducting the energy of the blessing?
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's time for you to continue receiving. So go and rest. Just lie down in your bed and let your body, your heart and your soul, your life and your loved ones receive all that has been given, all that's been offered. Amen. Bye-bye for now. And I hope to see you next week. Be blessed.